This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's education budget for next year is now official. Governor Jared Polis has signed the $9 billion School Finance Act. CPR's Jenny Brindy reports the two parties disagreed on the timeline to fully fund schools.
The education budget had strong bipartisan support in the legislature. However, Republicans did fight unsuccessfully to put more funding into education this year by tapping into the state's reserves and wiping out a long-running funding shortfall. Democrats, instead, opted for a more incremental increase with the goal of fully funding schools next year in order to preserve a 15% cash reserve for the future. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
More than 32% of active voters in Colorado Springs have cast a ballot leading up to today's mayoral election. Turnout was at 42% in the last open race for mayor 8 years ago. Wayne Williams and Yemi Mobolade are in a runoff after neither received more than 50% of the vote in April's general election. Ballots must be placed in a drop box by 7 p.m. tonight, and a correction, an earlier version of the story misstated turnout for the last election. A severed gas line forced the evacuation of more than a dozen Jefferson County homes on Monday. The line was cut in a car crash. The driver fled the scene and was later arrested. No injuries were reported, and residents were allowed to return home shortly after. Senator Michael Bennet has partnered with House colleagues to introduce a bill meant to help reduce premature births. The Preemie Act would renew programs aimed at understanding the cause of preterm births and improve infant health outcomes. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.